My boy, victory is sweet. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Let's go, baby. The Clones win in a thriller, 20-19. Cody, how are you feeling, man?
Hey, man, listen, I feel great. Kyle Conrarty proved today that he was more than just a freshman. He is that dude, and I think it's safe to say that that man may not have to pay for a meal for the rest of his life here in the great city of Ames. And it always feels great to bring back the Cy-Hawk Trophy right where it belongs, Ames, Iowa. Let's go.
Let's go, man. I knew this team had resiliency. Everybody was down in the first half, man. Everyone was like, oh, no, it's typical. Now, yes, do I wish we could have, you know, ran what we did in the second half of the first half? Yeah, better late than never, though. I mean, you know, I think one stat, Cody, that, like, is big thing in this game is those red zone stops in the first half ended up being huge.
Yeah, I mean, they were huge. Even after Rocco Beck threw that very, very bad pick. I mean, Jay Higgins, I believe, he read that perfectly. But the fact that Iowa State's defense was able to, like, not give up a touchdown with that short of a field, I think that just shows that this was an Iowa State team that was not going to go down without putting up a fight. And, I mean, it was just great to see from Iowa State.
Yeah, I mean, I was at my friend's house. I watched games with friends today. It's like, dude, Iowa State's good. I'm like, dude, I was like, y'all don't know. I'm like, y'all don't know how Iowa operates. I'm like, Iowa is not good when they're behind, dude. Like, when they have to pass the ball, they can't do it. Like, I knew, I'm like, all right, as long as it stays 13-0, like, because I'm not going to lie, Caleb Johnson went off today. I was getting a little bit scared. I'm like, oh, crap. But, man, that Darian Porter interception started it all, dude.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that was great seeing that, like, and just Darian Porter getting a nice jump on the route right in front of Luke Lakely. That was just a perfect jump right there. And I think at that moment, there was life in the Cyclones. And from there, yeah, I think the game changed. I think it was that play. And, I mean, that touchdown, who did Jaden Higgins moss? I knew he mossed somebody.
It was, crap.
He was wearing number two.
Was. Yeah, I don't know what his name is.
So. Let's see. Let me go find this. But, yeah, that was such a beautiful, like, pass. And Jaden Higgins, he certainly is, he's ready for the NFL. I mean, he did it with 2 feet. Not just 1 foot, but 2 feet down. That's how you know that he came to play. And from there, I think Iowa State had the game in hand.
Yeah, man. At that point, it was 19-7. And I was like, all right, my guys, we're locked in now. All we need is one more stop. Mm-hmm. And we got that stop again. And then, you know, we went down the drive. I was like, okay, let's see. I wonder what they're going to do right here. Mm-hmm. Rocco throws a rope. To Jalen Noel. That post was beautiful. Oh my goodness. Yep.
And in one note, you want to know who he burnt on that post? Xavier Wonkpa. Iowa fans, you were hyping us up all week long about how Xavier Wonkpa was going to lock down this Iowa State offense. And look what happened. Your boy just got absolutely smoked like some good Kansas City barbecue by Jalen Noel. And I also found the player that Jaden Higgins mossed. TJ Hall got mossed by Jaden Higgins.
He sure did. He took that ball. He was like, nope, that's mine.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Oh, man. Like, it just, and then, like, just scoring again in the second half. It's just, like, they kept chipping away. They kept chipping away. Because I knew, I'm like, all right, I would love a touchdown here, but if we can kick a field goal, Iowa is going to start playing tight. Mm-hmm. And if you saw, they only gained, like, about 80 yards, or, like, 80 yards, like, or six, or no, they scored 6 points on the last 20, like it was something crazy. On their last possession, they only scored 6 points. It's absolutely crazy, man.
Yeah, I'm seeing right here. After they went up 13-0, Iowa State outscored Iowa 20-6. They held them to Yeah, they only held him to a touchdown, and Iowa failed to get that 2-point conversion, and I think that is now coming back to haunt them.
Woo, yeah. And, bro, I was thinking the same thing, because I was like, man, if we end up right here losing by 2, that missed field goal from the beginning is going to haunt us. And, you know, thank the Lord that it didn't. Like, it's man.
Kyle Conrady, like, can we give him his props? That man came to play. Obviously, he had that missed field goal at the end of the first half, and we were, I was like, okay, this is a little concerning. We didn't really get points here, but he took over that fourth quarter. He took over after we got those 2 touchdowns. All the scoring came from him, and talk about that beautiful 50-yard field goal to walk it off. That thing, man. Like, you know how people always talk about Caitlin Clark shooting a 3 from the logo? Conrady decided to take that right from him because he shot his field goal straight from the beak of the Hawkeye logo, and that thing was gone. And I'm telling you, you saw how much room there was between the crossbar and the field goal going in. That's easily a 60-yarder.
Could have been good from 60, Cody. That was absolutely amazing television right there, man. And just, you know, with Gary, I told you, Gary and Brad make magic together on CBS, man. It's just, it was an absolutely amazing broadcast.
Yep. And I mean, yeah, once again, you get a classic CBS, Iowa State's first time, I believe, ever on the CBS network. And obviously we saw what happened the last time that Iowa State Sport was on CBS. They had that beautiful game against Kansas, and obviously you had the court storm. But now you get it on a football, and I think it's safe to say that Iowa State, no joke, we took care of what we needed, and I think this might actually put Iowa State in a great position to possibly win the Big 12. Now they got that marquee win. They got that marquee road win against your in-state rival.
Cody, we gotta start looking at the schedule, man. Let's do that real quick. Hold on, yeah. I'm about to pull that up.
Yeah, I've actually got to pull it up here right now.
Okay.
So yeah, now that you got that win against Iowa, you've got that bye week. Now you can go ahead and celebrate a little more, and that gives you more time to rest. Actually, I think that's gonna be perfect. So that way, maybe we can shake off like a hangover. I think that could be taken care of in the bye week.
That'll be great. Yeah.
And then after that, you host Arkansas State. You've got at Houston. And then you've got versus Baylor, at West Virginia, versus UCF, versus Texas Tech, at Kansas, versus Cincinnati, at Utah, and then at home for Farmageddon. Now I think these road ones that maybe we were thinking might not have been possible at the beginning of the year, I think it's possible now. I think it's possible we can go into West Virginia and win that game. It's possible to go to Arrowhead and win. Against Kansas. I don't know about Utah, but I mean, it's possible now. Like, we can afford like one of these losses now in the Big 12 slate.
Well, Utah might be in trouble. I think Cam Rising got hurt again.
Oh no, that's a brutal blow to Utah.
That's what I'm saying. He got in the Baylor game, he got driven down by his shoulder. So I'm going to have to do some investigating and see if he's going to be able to come back, because that would be a gigantic blow for Utah, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, it's saying right here that it looks like the injury looks like to not be too serious, according what Utah is saying based on the injury. So I don't think it's going to be too horrible for Cam Rising. So I would expect him to be back, but we'll have to see more about what's going on there. But I think, that's going to be a marquee matchup, and all these other Big 12 marquee matchups are going to be great. And I mean, now so excited. I mean, Iowa State, we got that, but can we go take a look around what's going on with the rest of the Big 12 and see what's going on around the league?
Let's do it. There are some
wild games in the Big 12.
Man, bro, I was sweating bullets for the rest of Big 12, especially with that Arkansas and Oklahoma State game, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Arkansas came in on fire, dog. They just came out. I'm like, oh man. I'm like, are the Pokes really, really going to lose to Arkansas? And then, like we said, there was a possibility of an upset in New Orleans for Tulane, and they took K-State to the brink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Tulane had that lead at halftime. I think it was a 10-point lead at halftime, and it looked like some struggles for Avery Johnson. Now, I got to give credit to Kansas State. They were able to adjust and win appropriately, and I can say the same thing about Oklahoma State because, they struggled too, but Ollie Gordon had, like, he had some key moments. He got that huge touchdown and the 2-point conversion in overtime. I believe that was the only thing he got. But what a time to do it. If you're a fan of Oklahoma State, that was a great time to see Ollie Gordon do something very important for you. It's a great timing for that.
Definitely, man. That is just, once again, and I mean, like, now we're and Kansas is in a fight right now with Illinois. They're down 13-10.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Daniels has sort of struggled in this game. He's thrown 2 picks.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, they're in a dogfight right now, and
yeah,
Houston is down 14-3 to Oklahoma currently.
That is surprising. I would have thought Oklahoma would have been up by more against Houston based on how Houston looked against UNLV. I'm surprised Oklahoma hasn't gone much further, but we can say the opposite about West Virginia. I mean, they put up 49 points on UAlbany. Garrett Green, 17-23, 230 yards passing and 3 touchdowns. And then Donaldson with 14, CJ Donaldson with 14 carries, 125 yards and a rushing touchdown. So West Virginia is clearly in control of their game. So they're going to be looking good heading into the backyard brawl against Pittsburgh.
And speaking of Pittsburgh, Cincinnati sort of craps the bed. They had, I think they were up at least like 27-3 or something like that at one point.
Yeah.
And they ended up losing by 2 points, 29-27.
No, they only lost by 1 point. It was 28-27. They gave up 15 points unanswered in the fourth quarter to lose. Unreal. They got shut out in the fourth quarter.
Dang, bro. That's tough. That is tough, dude.
Yeah. But I guess other than that, I mean, BYU going to SMU and getting the win. I mean, BYU didn't even look too great. They didn't look too great. Jake Retzlaff wasn't too great. Had 202 passing yards with 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. But the key thing was SMU never got into the end zone. All 15 of their points came via field goal. So that was wild to see how BYU just held SMU out of the end zone, and that was the difference.
Yeah, dude, it was absolutely insane, man. Like, I still couldn't believe it. As a conference, the Big 12 actually fared pretty well today. I did want to talk about some other results that happened today.
All right.
Dude, how about the Huskies? NIU, Northern Illinois goes into South Bend and beats Notre Dame, man.
Oh, man, what a wild... That's going to certainly put Notre Dame's playoff hopes maybe into question now. Because Notre Dame, after that win against Texas A&M, they looked pretty good. They looked like a live maybe for a home matchup at the college football playoff. But now, I kind of have to put that into question because Riley Leonard did not look great in that game at all. 20 for 32, 163 yards, and 2 interceptions. Very costly turnovers for the Fighting Irish.
Man, dude. And you look at their schedule, man. Yes, they're going to have a lot of ACC teams, but now the way SC looked, we'll see how they look tonight. But, I mean, the SC game at the end of the year is looming large. I mean, they're probably going to have to beat them if SC is as good as we think they are. And, I mean, so Notre Dame is not going to have a walk like they thought. Like, this is a devastating loss for them.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy treading for Notre Dame. And looking else around the league here, Texas going to the Big House,
man,
stomping all over the Michigan Wolverines. Penn State struggling for a while against Bowling Green, eventually able to pull out a 7-point victory over them. Louisville looking absolutely great against Jacksonville State, winning 49-14.
Yeah.
And then I'm looking here, there's some other ones. Cal beating Auburn. At Jordan-Hare Stadium. That was very... I did not expect that.
I didn't expect that either, dude. Like, I just... Man. So, yeah, with Michigan, I think with Michigan, Cody, Michigan, they might have a tougher road than what they thought, because they do not have a quarterback. And they have two young guys, and it's none of the... Like, man, I don't know if they're in the... You know, they're coming off of three straight playoff appearances. I think that it's looking real, real 7-5-ish right now.
Yeah, it's going to be a struggle for them. It's going to be a long year for the defending national champions. Who knows if they'll even get a chance to defend it? Because now, yeah, obviously in the Big Ten, you got to deal with Ohio State, Oregon, even Penn State. So, and that leagues much deeper. So, who knows? Maybe USC can make a run. I know somebody told me, like, USC could be a dark horse in the Big 10. I think if the cards fall right for the Trojans, they could find themselves in that Big 10 title game.
Man, with the showing USC put up, I think they either play in 2 weeks at the Big House, or no, Michigan goes to USC at either next week or the week after. I gotta check.
But... Yeah, I got it here. Yeah, USC goes to the Big House 2 weeks from today.
Oh, man. That does not bode well for them, man. Especially with the way that defense looked against LSU, USC with a defense, man, and the way Miller Moss, you know, taking off from where he left off in the bowl game.
Who knows? Who knows where this Trojans team can go? Who knows where they can go? But yeah, just a pretty wild day around college football, and that's exactly what we are here for. I mean, yeah, and it's obviously great being a Cyclone. Like, it's great being a Cyclone. This is a great day to do so, and I'm going to do a shameless plug real quick here. So, obviously, sure. Iowa State football got the win against Iowa. This coming up Wednesday, it's going to be the Cyhawk volleyball matchup at Hilton Coliseum, 6:30. And I believe it's going to be ESPN. Like, I think it might be ESPN Plus, but yeah, that's going to be a great opportunity for the volleyball girls to like get a big win against Iowa. And I mean, I went to the volleyball game, and they will need a rebound after what I saw, because they unfortunately got reverse swept by Illinois. It was very tight. Like, the fifth set was very tight, and it just came down to who made the mistakes, and unfortunately we did. But I know the girls, like, they fought throughout that game, and I think there's going to be a lot of growing pains from that. But playing Iowa, it's going to add that extra layer of motivation. And now that they know that we just beat Iowa in football, I think that might be an extra piece of motivation for them. So very excited to see what's going to be like for the next week or so here in Ames, Iowa.
Clones fans, you heard Cody. Pack out Hilton for the Cyhawk volleyball game. Do it for me in spirit. I'll be 4.5 hours away. But I will be watching. You have any other thoughts, Cody?
No, I just, like, I think that's about everything I wanted to say. It's great for it to be a Cyclone State again, and I cannot wait to go to the Jacobson Building and be able to see that beautiful Cyhawk trophy back where it belongs.
Back where it belongs in beautiful Ames.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. This was a very, very fun episode. Now Iowa State will head into their bye week to see where they can recoup and improve before they get back on the field on September 21st, when they are playing at home against Arkansas State at 1 p.m. Thank you for joining us. We can be reached out at our Twitters. I'm at SciTagGuy.
And I'm at FAUX, Matt with 1T, Campbell.
All right. And make sure to follow us on all of our social media. And thank you for joining us. Go Cyclones.
It's a Cyclone State, baby.
Yes, sir.